members please vote to signify your presence?
The roll shows 13 members present. Senators Bendy, Davis, McGuire, Olson, Terrio, Wagner, Wilkin are excused.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Pastor Tom Matthews of Douglas Island Bible Church.
Again, recognizing the religious differences represented in our body today, I would ask you to join me in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you that we can bring our burdens to you in recognition that you love and care for us. I pray with the psalmist today, out of Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation. Today, Lord, I would bring before you our sons and daughters of Alaska who are serving our country in a foreign land, be it Afghanistan, Iraq, or some other foreign soil. Please protect them. Bring them home safely out of harm's way. We would ask that you would bring an end to these wars, that somehow you would work through the leaders of these countries that stand in defiance of each other, and convince them of the need to bring an end to the bloodshed. We pray for peace. I would also pray for those who are affected by the flooding in our nation's Midwest states, especially for those in Missouri, as so many homes and businesses are underwater as the rivers continue to rise. Protect lives. Bring them the help they'll need to recover from this tragedy. For our legislators in this hall today, Lord, I would pray that the decisions made here would reflect the hopes and dreams of those they represent. May they take seriously the responsibility they have as a result of the trust of their constituents. Thank you for each person here, and bless them as they serve. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lift this prayer today. Amen.
Senator Kukesh, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 65th and 66th legislative days.
Madam President, good morning. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
And without objection, the journal will be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. Are there guests? Oh, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
And without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. In Senator Groh's gallery behind me is Chuck Tripp, who is a friend of Pastor Matthews, our chaplain today. I think he may have come not just to support his friend, but to see if we listened to the prayer. Chuck is an engineer with the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. If the body could welcome him to the chambers today.
Are there further introductions this morning? Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. Over my left shoulder in the Grove Gallery is a couple of my neighbors from
Big Lake.
In this case, Madam President, a very able former borough assemblywoman, Jody Simpson, her husband, Steve Simpson, are with us. Please welcome them with us.
And if I may have leave of the body today to do some special introductions, in addition to those folks I introduced previously, my daughter-in-law, Diane, and Tori from Tennessee, we have the boys on the floor as pages today. Daniel on my left, Caleb on my right. They're joined by their cousins, Noah Leaf and Connor Leaf, their mother, Christy Babcock, and brother and sister, Mayjean and Jabal Leaf. So if you would help me welcome them this morning. The Greens have a quorum this morning. So. Okay. Any further introductions? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated March 19th stating the House adopted the report of the conference committee considering House CS for Senate Bill No. 59 Finance and CS for Senate Bill No. 59 Finance, thus adopting conference committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 59, Gaming, Broadcasting, Cabbage Classics. Message dated March 20th stating the House passed and is returning the following. CS for Senate Joint Resolution No. 12, State Affairs, Cruise Ship Port Times, Jones Act. The resolution has been referred for enrollment. Messages dated March 19th and 20th stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 25 by the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee relating to proclaiming April of 2008 to be Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
State Affairs.
CS for House Joint Resolution Number 28, Finance by the House Finance Committee, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the Budget Reserve Fund and to appropriations to and transfers from the fund, and dedicating a portion of the petroleum production tax to the fund.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Joint Resolution Number 32 by Representatives Stoltz, Johnson, supporting open and free competition within the broadcasting industry.
State Affairs.
CS for House Bill Number 319, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the practice of dentistry to dental assistants and to dental hygienists.
Hess.
CS for House Bill Number 326, Finance, by the House Finance Committee, an act authorizing the governor to order the organized militia into active state service to fight wildland fire, authorizing the governor to delegate to the adjutant general the authority to order the organized militia into active state service to fight wildland fire, and authorizing the payment of Alaska National Guard called into active service to fight wildland fire at rates of pay established for certain emergency firefighting personnel and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
CS for House Bill Number 331, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to motor vehicle insurance license suspensions and notices relating to motor vehicles and notices relating to driver's licenses.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary.
House Bill Number 344 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to distribution of the Alaska Administrative Code and Alaska Administrative Register and providing for an effective date.
The Senate Companion is in Rules, but this bill needs a hearing in our body, and it will be assigned to State Affairs.
Those are all the messages from the House, Madam President.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
Report dated March 19th, stating, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Commissioner, Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, Frank M. Holman. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions. Signing the report, Senator Huggins, Chair, Senators Stevens, McGuire, Green, Stedman, Wilikowski, Wagner. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 107, Naturopaths, and recommends a Hess Committee substitute. New fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Davis, Chair, Senator Thomas. Signing no recommendation, Senators Elton, Cowdery, Dyson. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 199, Campaign Finance Complaints. New fiscal notes. Signing due pass, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senators French, Stevens, Bundy. Signing no recommendation, Senator Green. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 201, Public Finance Website, and recommends a Finance Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Stedman, Chair, Co-Chair, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 202, Prohibit State Spending for Real ID Act. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator French, Chair, Senators Wilikowski, Huggins, McGuire, Terrio. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 213, Legislative Audit Division Powers, and recommends a State Affairs Committee substitute. New indeterminate fiscal note. Signing no recommendation, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senators French, Stevens. Signing due pass, Senator Bundy. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 234, Criminal Law Procedure, and recommends a Judiciary Committee substitute. New fiscal, indeterminate, and zero fiscal notes. Previous fiscal and zero fiscal notes. Signing due pass, Senator French, Chair, Senator McGuire. Signing no recommendation, Senators Terrio, Wilikowski. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 263, Architects, Engineers, Surveyors, Board, Exemption, and recommends a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. New zero fiscal notes. Signing due pass, Senator Ellis, Chair, Senators Bundy, Davis, Stevens. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 265, sex offenders and child kidnappers and recommends a Finance Committee substitute. New fiscal and zero fiscal notes, previous fiscal and zero fiscal notes, signing no recommendation, Senator Stedman, co-chair, signing due pass, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 310, Finance Amended, Appropriation, Operating Budget, Loans, Funds, and recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senators Stedman, Hoffman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Olson. Signing amend, Senator Dyson. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee has placed the bill on today's calendar. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 312, Finance, Appropriation, Mental Health Budget, and recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senators Stedman, Hoffman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Olson. Signing no recommendation, Senator Dyson. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee has placed the bill on today's calendar. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 18, Child Product Safety, New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Davis Chair, Senators Elton, Thomas, Cowdery, Dyson. The resolution has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The Resources Committee considered CS for House Joint Resolution number 14, Rules, Exxon Plaintiffs, H.R. 2419, Section 12801. Previous zero fiscal note, signing no recommendation, Senator Huggins, Chair, Senators Wagner, Green, McGuire. Signing due pass, Senators Wilikowski, Stevens. The resolution has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. Those are all the Standing Committee reports.
At this time, I'm adding a judiciary referral to Senate Bill 213, an act relating to the audit authority of the Legislative Audit Division before the bill goes to Finance. Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
I have no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 305 by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to recorking, sealing, or packaging of wine served with a meal and removal of recorked, sealed, or packaged wine from licensed premises.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill number 306 by the Senate Resources Committee, an act relating to the adoption of conservation, development, and utilization regulations by the Board of Game to address concerns relating to public assets.
Resources.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 285 by Senator Stevens, an act relating to the powers and duties of the Department of Education and Early Development for improving instructional practices in school districts and providing for an effective date. The Senate Special Committee on Education considered the bill and recommended a Senate Special Committee on Education committee substitute. New fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Stevens, Chair, signing no recommendation, Senators Davis, Olson, signing amend, Senator Huggins. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Finance Committee substitute and adoption of a Finance Letter of Intent. Previous fiscal note, signing no recommendation, Senators Stedman, Hoffman, co-chairs, Senator Olson, signing due pass, Senators Elton, Thomas, signing amend, Senator Dyson. There are two committee substitutes.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Finance Committee substitute will be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
And a brief explanation. Page 1, remove the intent language and replaced it with a letter of intent from the committee. Page 3, lines 15 to 24, inserted three new subsections. Subsection A, the department is required to notify the school districts of any deficiency. Subsection B, the department intervention cases when the school district shows 2% progress over 3 years. Section 3 allows a school district to petition the department to leave or to stay. Page 5, lines 1 to 3, added this language to specify that the department is to direct only principals, superintendents, or school district personnel in a supervisory position directing the curriculum. And lastly, page 5, line 6, this is an example of a change that the committee made throughout the bill. When referring to public school funding, the word withhold was changed to redirect. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Senator Stedman, briefities, please. Senator Stedman. Order, Madam Secretary.
I have no amendments.
Senate Bill 285 is amended finance will appear on our next legislative calendar.
CS for House Bill number 310, finance amended by the House Finance Committee. An act making appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government for certain programs and to capitalize funds, making appropriations under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Finance Senate Committee substitute, signing due pass Senators Stedman, Hoffman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Olson, signing amend Senator Dyson. There is a Finance Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee bill be adopted in lieu of the original bill, and we will have a summary of those during the debate on Monday, the summary of the changes.
And without objection, the Finance Committee substitute will be considered in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendments.
Senate Bill 310 will appear on our next legislative calendar.
CS for House Bill number 312, financed by the House Finance Committee. An act making appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of the state's integrated comprehensive mental health program and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Finance Senate Committee substitute, signing due pass Senators Stedman, Hoffman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Olson, signing no recommendation, Senator Dyson. There is a Finance Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee bill be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
And without objection, the Finance Committee version will be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendments.
And Senate Bill 312 will be appear on our next legislative calendar.
Citations. In memoriam, Virgil Lee McCraw.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on today's calendar be adopted.
Without objection, the citation on today's calendar will be adopted. Senator Kukesh.
Madam President, could we move up back to introduction of guests, please?
Without objection, we are back under introduction of guests.
I have in the gallery directly behind me two good, really good friends of mine, and I've known them for many, many years. In fact, I knew the daughter when she was just a very little baby. I'd like to introduce to the body Marsha Hotch, who is from the village of Klukwan. She's a language and cultural director, and she's accompanied today by her daughter Priscilla. Would you please welcome these two fine people to the Senate today?
Are there further introductions? Back under unfinished business. Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 152, which is an act relating to charter school funding.
Without objection, you will be shown as a co-sponsor, as will Senator Elton. Is there further unfinished business? Senator French.
Thank you, Madam President. Good morning. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to a call of the Senate on Monday, March 24th, until 1:30 for personal business.
Without objection, you will be shown as excused. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused and not subject to a call of the Senate from April 17th, p.m. playing time, April 17th, through p.m. playing time, May 5th, for state and personal business.
Without objection, you will be shown as excused.
Thank you.
Brief at ease. To order, Senator Stedman.
Madam President, I have two. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate to match the dates of the previous excuse.
That would be from April 17th, p.m. plain time, to May 3rd.
Yes. And then also, Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate from p.m. plain time, Friday, March 21st, which is today, through plain time, March 23rd, which is Sunday, for personal and state business.
Without objection, you will be shown as excused. Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that you be excused, not subject to the call of the Senate, from April 17th, p.m. plain time, until May 10th, for personal business.
I will be shown as excused. Senator
Elton. Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate from April 17th to May 1st for state and personal business.
Without objection, you will be shown as excused. Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as excused From April 17th to May 3rd for personal and state visits. And when were you returning? We might I might be gone that whole time.
May 10th. Okay. I would like to ask, is anyone going to be here after April 17th? You will be shown as excused, Senator Stevens. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I also be excused from the call of the Senate from April 17th to May 3rd.
You will likewise be shown as excused, Senator Hoffman. Further unfinished business. Are there announcements? Senator French.
And good morning again, and thank you, Madam President. The Monday Judiciary Committee hearing will be canceled due to the late floor session on that day. We're going to have that meeting, a makeup meeting for that on Tuesday at 1:30. We'll also meet Wednesday and Friday of next week. We've also scheduled a Saturday hearing. We're going to beat the rush and start at 9 a.m. Saturday morning next week. Thank you, Madam President.
Are there further announcements? Special orders.
Madam President, I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 1 p.m. Monday, March 24th.
We are adjourned until